Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
The Carrie and Tommy podcast begins in just seconds. Powered by Alinta Energy. Alinta Energy is honest about how we get to net zero. Find out at alintaenergy.com.au. True power. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, welcome to it for your Friday afternoon. How are we, guys?
It's a big Friday.
Talk to
it's
me.
The biggest Friday we've had in a while.
Yes.
It's Beanie Friday. Yeah.
Guess who's back.
The Beanies are back.
Yep, yes. I got our audio producer to compile all the songs that had We're Back, Beanies Are Back.
Yeah.
Well, there's actually no song that says Beanies Are Back. That'd be a good one to make.
Yes.
But guess who's back? And that's what that was there. And it's got me up and about. As of lunchtime today, our beanies went on sale. They're amazing designs. I'm going to tell you all about it throughout the show today.
Yes.
But jump onto Carrie's Beanies for BrainCancer.com and get one now. They're only for sale for 1 week only, and you'll get your beanie in time for winter. So pre-order them now.
We'll
tell you all about it today on the show, but jump online now. But for now, let's also remember it's International Women's Day.
Don't be mad. Don't get me.
I got 99 problems.
Yeah. We're gonna
drop it like it's hot.
Big Mom's booty drop.
Yay for the ladies.
Yes. The ladies.
All show, we are only playing female artists.
I actually
the best in the biz.
I actually said I think that should be a thing just across the board always.
We only ever play female artists.
Yeah.
How did you go with that conversation?
The boss told me to take it up with you. And
is the boss a man or a woman?
The boss is you, so it's a woman.
And what did I say? No, we still need to include the men.
You said nah.
They'll get upset. You know, they're not used to being excluded the way us chicks are.
No,
you guys
wouldn't
have to
take
it.
I wasn't there for that meeting. You didn't let me in.
That's because you hate meetings and somehow you don't have to turn up because it's a man's world.
Again,
and you can do what you like.
But hang on, you are the boss.
I thought I'd get on a bit of Destiny's Child to start up one of my favourite ever female artists. The best-selling female vocal group.
Oh, vocal group.
Vocal group between 97 and 2005. They've sold over 60 million records worldwide. They Ooh. Are independent women.
Carrie and Tommy.
I'm going to ask you an honest question and I want an honest answer.
I'm wearing my honest face.
So I'm going to give you something that happened with my mum at the weekend,
mm-hmm.
and I want you to tell me if I am her already.
Great.
Because she did something that made me want to physically squeeze her.
Oh, you mean a hug? How lovely.
Hug, a very lovely hug.
A hard hug, a real hard hug. Jenny.
And then I thought as I drove along next to her, I thought, oh, my God, have I already started doing this kind of thing? So I need an honest answer because I've got to stop it if I am. So we were in a rush. We were taking the kids to their school sport, and she was mm-hmm. in the car. And as we left the house, she goes, what route are you going to take? I said, I don't know, the one on the map. Like, I got it. And we start going down. She goes, yeah, I find this little shortcut here is the great shortcut to get down to. And I'm like, yeah, this is the way I go. And she goes, what it does is it ducks out at the shop. I'm like, I know, I take it every day. Anyway, she talks me through the drive. As we get down, she sees the traffic's merging. She goes, traffic's merging. And I said, I can see my mum driving. And she goes, what you need? So I'm ducking out to get the icy poles. So you pull over to the left and I'll cross the road and I'll duck out. And I said, great. She goes, so did you see up there to the left? I said, I know what the left is, mum. And she goes, I know, but the traffic's coming in, so you'll need to take a gap in the traffic to merge in. I'm like, I've been merging for 25 years.
Effectively, like, though, have you? We've seen the dings on your car.
Anyway, so I merge into traffic, and then she says, you need to pull over to the left. Now, it's only going to be quick, so be aware, though, because you are in a no standing. I said, I know, I can see the sign. And she goes, so what are you going to do if like a bus comes, because it was a bus.
What are you going to do? She's laying out problem scenarios for
you. I said, I'm going to move. That's what I'm going to do. And she goes, well, then where will I find you? I said, well, call me on the phone. Like, you've got a phone, I've got a phone. And as she got out of the car, that's when I wanted to give her the nice little squeeze.
Yes.
And I thought, why? Did none of that, not one bit of was necessary.
Mm.
She thought I was travelling with a bit too much speed. I was going about 54 in a 60 zone.
Mm.
That Fine. Was even too much yep. for her. And I looked at her and I thought, she is such a competent woman. Why does she not realise her daughter's also competent? And I don't need her to explain to me how to drive or merge in traffic or which route I'm taking from my house to the sport that I take my kids to every single week.
It's so disappointing, because for a story that started with Jenny Bickmore saying, which route are you taking? It really went down a different path to where I thought it was going. Did you drive off on her? And teach
no,
her a lesson.
I got her back in, but then I was just annoyed.
Yes.
But then I was
so
like,
do you do
I think
this?
That's what I'm trying to work out. Do I do behavior like that? At what point do you start like talking through everything you're doing in life?
Well, Ollie's learning to drive now. Are you doing it to Ollie?
I don't think so. No, to be honest, it's such a relief having him drive me around. I'm just enjoying the ride.
And you said you're pissed quite often.
No, you're not allowed to be.
She's checked.
Also, that's such a different answer to I'm not.
No, I'm not, but you're not. I did look it up. I wanted to make sure I was safe. Anyway, like your mum, she talks through movies. Yeah, she wants explainers.
She does.
And I do that already.
But I think you over-talk things when you have nothing else in life.
Me?
No.
Or people?
I'm talking about when...
careful.
I think when you get to an age where maybe you don't have big stuff to talk about,
right?
Suddenly the route to get to the shop to get an icy pole is worth examining.
My mum just got married. Like, she's riding high. She's got stuff to talk about. I would love to hear about anything other than that.
Generally the start of the end for everybody.
That's so depressing.
But it is.
13-10-60 was marriage the start of the end for you.
Carrie and Tommy. Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because you were just questioning before whether you think you're turning into your mum.
Yeah, I actually think I might be. I was hoping you guys would go, no, you're not. But I think it might be happening.
Well, because you said your mum was telling you every single thing about when you're driving with her. She's telling you when to merge lanes.
Yes.
Where to park.
She was like my nav woman.
Yes, but not even, they don't even do that. Imagine how annoying that would be if they told you.
And I couldn't turn her down.
No.
Mute her.
You couldn't turn her off, which sounds even weirder. So I've got a quick test, and I don't know how it's going to go, but I think there might be a little thing you can do that will work out which side of old or with it. If your mind's starting to slip.
Yep.
When you Google something on your phone,
yep.
Do you Google it?
Yeah, we talked about this because I
But I'm interested to see if Bickers remembers what? How to do it probably because we've spoken about Rihanna's
real name. We've spoken about
which is
Robin.
What's her last name?
Fendi.
Fenty.
Close. I reckon we're still on for this segment.
Yeah, we have mentioned it to you.
Sorry, are you asking me whether I go www.google.com and then enter my question into Google? Because I used to do that and producer Pippa said, no, you can just go straight and enter what you want in the bottom little, what do you call it?
So
anyway,
I'm going to come around to your side.
The problem is I still do it. Is that what you're saying to me? Because I do still do it.
I'm coming over here. I just want to watch over your shoulder.
Yeah, I know what you want to watch. And yes,
just ignore
you're right.
The internet history.
Yeah, google.com.
Oh so many things about this.
Yeah, so I still go www.google.com.
But there's so many things about it. The first thing is you don't need to put www before anything.
Because you know what it stands for, right?
Worldwide Internet.
Worldwide Internet.
Doesn't it?
Oh, is that what the third W is?
Oh, no, sorry. Worldwide Web. Worldwide Web.
Web. Yeah, so you don't need to put www before anything, okay. Right? But you know, you just don't have to go to Google.
I know. So Pip told me that years ago, but it's just a habitual, you know. And when you get old, it's about your habits.
Yeah. There's Jenny Bickmore. Carrie
and Tommy. For your Friday arvo, it's Carrie and Tommy. Thanks to the all-new, all-electric Toyota BZ4X with a new striking and sleek design. Charge on in the Toyota BZ4X.
Now, I teased you yesterday, but I'm here to announce that our beanies are back.
The beanies are back.
First of all, that's my handy little DJ work there. Is what I've been working on.
Is it?
I wish. So catchy. Because that is our gorgeous audio producer, Jez, who put that together for me. I'm so excited. Our beanies are back after a 3-year break.
Yes.
They're a light blue colour. I've got one on. You've got one on.
They're so warm.
They are warm. And it might feel a little weird right now that in the end of the warmer months, I'm already wearing a beanie. But this year, our beanies are on sale with a bit of a twist.
Yes.
So normally you have to wait, we build up, and then one night we drop and we say they're on sale now and they sell out within like an hour, and that's your only way to get your hands on it.
Yes.
And then people afterwards say, but I wanted some. And I go, there's none left. Yes. We did warn you to get in quick. There's none left. I can't just order endless amounts of them, right?
Yes.
So this year we've done something a little different. Instead of waiting till winter, you're going to pre-order your beanie now. So you're going to go to carriesbeaniesforbraincancer.com. Go online to my socials if you want to have a look and see what the beanies look like.
Yep.
There's women's ones. There's men's one. Jesse, I'll give you one to wear, the men's one to wear, because Jesse's actually the model in some of our.
Are you a module?
Yeah, in it some
made
of our.
My debut.
Hang on, put it on.
This year.
Put it on.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah,
it's beautiful,
isn't he? Look at his little face.
Oh, I'm going with handsome and studly more than your
little studly.
Yes.
Thank you to everyone that's modelled for us. I've had a lot of the men on this team don one for us this year. Yes, thank you, everybody.
Mm.
Oh, sorry, you weren't here when we did the shoot. You can wear one too. We'll get a pic of you. It's okay.
It's brutal.
You literally weren't here.
I would have done it whenever you want.
I know, but you weren't here. We can't help that you travel for comedy.
Gee.
Anyway, we can do this chat.
Sorry,
later.
They look awesome.
You
because
you don't need to be desperate. We'll get you a beanie and you can have a photo.
I've got one on now. Yeah. Take a photo now.
As of now, beanies are on sale, but they're on sale for a week only. 1 week only now. Order as many as you want, and then they'll be delivered to you in time for winter. They'll be delivered in June, and that means we're going to order as many as you want. If you want 10,000, we'll order 10,000. If you want 250,000, like we did sell 1 year, we'll order 250,000. We want to make as much money as possible for Carrie's Beanies for Brain Cancer. All the money raised goes to our Brain Cancer Centre, which is filled with the most incredible scientists doing amazing work. They're at the forefront of medical research into brain cancer. And I truly believe we will one day find a cure, but we need your help.
It is great because we are modelling the modelling. I've included myself in there. We are modelling the adults ones, but you showed me a sneak peek of the kids' designs, and they're so cute. They're so cute.
Yeah, there's boys' ones, there's girls' ones. The girls can wear the boys can wear the girls. And the same with these beanies.
Yeah.
They're pretty much unisex. So just get whatever style you like, really.
Oh, what about the caps?
Oh, and there's caps. I forgot the caps. There's caps as well. So if you're in a warmer climate and a beanie is not good for you, then you can get a cap. 13, 10, 60. I'd love to hear from people who are excited about this, because there's some people that have been collecting them who have every single beanie from every single year we've been doing it. I love you. Thank you so much for buying our beanies. And I know that every year in the last 3 years you've been saying, are they coming this year? And I've been saying no. So it has been a long wait. So it's time to get your hands on your beanie. This will be the beanie you need for winter.
Yeah.
You then won't need to buy one come winter time.
Yeah. Okay? I love it, because
jump online now at carriesbeaniesforbraincancer.com and order yours for 1 week only, and call us 13 10 60. Get excited.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
It's Carrie and Tommy driving you home.
And we've just announced our beanies are on sale as of lunchtime today. Go to carriesbeaniesforbraincancer.com. New designs are out. Women's, men's, kids' beanies, caps if you're in a warmer part of the country and you don't want to wear a beanie. There's something for everyone. all the money raised goes to the Brain Cancer Centre,
yep.
where they're amazing researchers at the forefront of their game trying to find a cure for this disease. Mel, are you pumped to get online and buy one, babe?
Oh my gosh, I'm super excited. I'd never even heard about these beanies before listening to the radio show today, and I'm super excited because I guess it never really resonated with us before, but my dad was diagnosed with brain cancer in September. So I'm mega keen. Yeah.
Do you know, it's interesting you say that because it is the sort of thing that there's lower numbers of people that get it. So unless you know someone that's got it, you might not know anything about it. But the problem with it is 10 out of 12 people who are diagnosed with brain cancer will pass away within 5 years of diagnosis. Now, that number hasn't changed in 30 years, Mel, which is what we're trying to change. But what has changed in the time is the treatment options available, right? And so the treatment options allow people's life to be extended. And in that time, better treatment options can come on and hopefully a cure. So that's what we're aiming to try and do, find better treatment options to extend people's lives, to hopefully keep them alive in time to find a cure. So it's not unusual that you wouldn't know somebody and you wouldn't have even have heard of our campaign until it touches you personally. I think that's what happens for a lot of people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And he's part of a clinical trial actually in Sydney.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
Yeah. So he knows it's not going to necessarily, you know, help him with what's happening with his situation, but it will be able to help people into the future. And he's very keen to be doing that.
Well, you never know, Mel. It takes one clinical trial to be quite successful for them to realise that's the direction they're heading with and they're onto something good. So let's hope that that's the case with your dad. And absolutely. I wish you all the best because it's such a hard road for you and your dad, but your whole family, I'm sure.
Yeah. Thank you. I really appreciate that. And thank you so much for the beanies coming out. I'm super psyched and, ready to line all the family up to get some.
Can't wait to see you all in the mail. Thank you and good luck to you all.
Thanks. See you, bye.
Bye. Good on you, Mel. G'day, Chris.
How's it going, guys?
Good. You pumped to get your mitts on a beanie and get it on your head?
I am. I'm going to try and get my hands on seven.
Seven.
Have you bought before, Chris? Have you got a collection or is this your first time?
This will be my first time.
One for every day of the week, or have you got other people in mind?
No, well, I'm one of eight, but we lost my brother to brain cancer, so I'm going to get one for me and the rest of my siblings.
Oh, Chris, how are you all going? You all right?
Yeah, we're good now. It's 4 years to the date tomorrow, so it'd be great to get my hands on seven of them and be able to give them out to the rest of my siblings.
Oh, well, we're trying to change the stats so that nobody has to lose someone they love, Chris. So I know it doesn't change anything for you, but let's hope other families don't have to go through what you've had to go through.
No, exactly. It was pretty tough.
I bet. It's hell. Yeah. Good on you, Chris. Thank you so much. And finally, Liz. Hey, Liz.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, good. Are you wanting to get your hands on one now too?
Definitely. I want a couple of them so I can, give a few out and keep one for myself.
Well, Liz, we appreciate you calling up and we appreciate your support. Is this a cause close to your heart?
Definitely. I play outdoor cricket with a young girl that was diagnosed only about a year ago. And, she's played cricket right up to the end or for as long as she could. Which was only about 4 to 6 weeks ago. One of her wishes was to just play cricket as long as she could. She's only 12 years old and she plays open women's cricket with us in a ladies team. Absolute gun little cricketer, plays with all her sisters. And she's just gotten too ill now that she can't play anymore. And our club has supported her and her family all along, and it's just heartbreaking that she can't play anymore and seeing her get sicker. And it's just devastating seeing
Liz,
her so
that's
ill.
Just and horrible.
Knowing that, she's one of eight siblings, one of eight kids, and such a talented young kid, and it's just so heartbreaking.
Well, we feel for you and the family, Liz, but as Carrie said, there are some of the best in the world hard at work, so hopefully other people, other families, other cricket teams don't have to experience the same thing in the future.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Good on you, Liz.
Liz, thanks so much for calling. And if anybody does want to buy one and support the work of these incredible researchers, just go to carriesbeaniesforbraincancer.com now.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home, the Savo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because, as you know, it is a very special day because it is International Women's Day, but also it is your Beanies Are Back Day. And what a man to join us to celebrate that, the PM, Anthony Albanese.
G'day, good to be with you, and what a wonderful cause.
It's a very funny thing to say. It's International Women's Day, and what better man to have on the show?
Well, we've just announced super for paid parental leave, which is a big thing that's been asked for a long time, and that will make a substantial difference. And what better time to do it than International Women's Day?
He's very good.
He's very good. He's into policy straight away, and well done on that, Albo. Are you excited about getting your new Carrie's Beanies for Brain Cancer beanie?
I absolutely am. It's such a great cause, and it's just so important. And my better half, Jodie, she had a personal association with a young woman who tragically died from brain cancer far too young. And going through that experience, it's so tough for people. And we want to see that a future where no family loses someone to brain cancer or any other form of cancer for that matter. There's been a lot of research done, and the breakthroughs, the Australians of the Year, of course, are absolutely amazing in the work that they've been doing.
Well, PM, we need you to keep the pressure on. Past prime ministers have established the Brain Cancer Mission. We need that mission to stay. We need more money to be funneled into it because a cure isn't going to come tomorrow. It's going to take long, sustained funding. But I would love for you to come and see the work we're doing actually at our Brain Cancer Centre, because all the money we raise goes to the Brain Cancer Centre we've established. There's world-first clinical trials happening there. We've got some of the smartest scientists in the country, many of them women. Shout out to the women on International Women's Day. We're at the forefront there of finding a cure, and I'd love you to come and have a visit and see what we're doing. Would you be open to that?
I certainly will. I'm fully aware of the work that the mission's been doing. It's quite extraordinary. There was $50 million originally from the Australian government, but there's been an incredible lot done, including you've raised over $5 million through the Beanies for Brain Cancer initiative, and that's just extraordinary that people have been pitching in order to help, and that's now built up to over $135 million, which is terrific, but it will make an enormous difference in the future, I'm sure. My heart goes out to those incredible researchers who are doing this work in order to make a difference for their fellow Australians.
And I hate to correct a Prime Minister, but Albo, we've raised over 20 million. So
20 mil?
20 million, well, thanks to the incredible generosity of Australians. That's why I'm pointing it out, because it's their work,
no,
and they're amazing.
Absolutely.
And they deserve
Four times better.
Four times better. Any extra money you want to send our way, you got my number. I mean, you don't, but I'll make sure you get it.
I'm sure I can get it. I have people.
Okay, great. Well, let's talk.
Indeed.
Prime Minister, you mentioned your better half then. We should say congratulations. It is a bit belated, but you popped the question. You are now engaged. That's great.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, no, it was exciting. Did it on Valentine's Day. We now have to organise the wedding. A lot of thought was put into the proposal. Looking for a gap in the diary is quite difficult in my job. But
what made you do it on Valentine's Day?
Oh, because you've got to pick a date sometime. Yeah.
You don't have to remember two dates.
Obviously it's an obvious day to pick, but I just wondered if it had any other more, like, other sentimental reasons.
No, well, I sort of made a decision last year, really, and then I thought about doing it on New Year's Eve, and there were too many people around, then had to go and design I helped to design a ring, and it's not easy in my job to do anything discreetly, yes, and to sort of duck off to jewelers and things. So it took a little while to be able to do that, and so February 14 I thought was a good date.
Do you want any Aussies to perform at your wedding? Which singer is in your sights? Guy Sebastian, we got Amy Shark. Who do you want? Oh,
yeah. Well, it's been a couple of offers made. We'll wait and see how that works out with timetables. So there have been...
It's Tay-Tay, isn't it?
I'll be very honest with what Carrie is doing. She started DJing and her DJ name is DJ Queef.
It's not,
and
it's DJ Keith Albo.
She's angling for a gig at the wedding.
Oh, you'd be a good DJ. We will need a DJ at some stage. So,
an Albo and DJ Queef, well, double up.
Can you call it my right name? What the Prime Minister's on? That's what it is. DJ Keith. did you go to Tay Tay?
What sort of music do you play?
Look, I've had two lessons, Albo. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. I don't know if you actually want me to play.
Do you do it on? Do you use vinyl, or is it all just pressing buttons?
I'm not that old.
No, vinyl's back.
No, it's back with a vengeance.
I agree, Albo. I agree.
Albo, did you go to Tay Tay?
I did. I went to the first Sydney gig, and I've got
did
to say,
like it?
She was amazing.
What about the 45 minutes in the middle? Did you know any of the music at that point?
I completely know all of that bit because that was all Folklore and Evermore.
Very good.
And I love Folklore. Is my favourite Tay Tay album.
You're very, very good, Prime Minister. You're very smart. Yeah. Finally, before we let you go, it's International Women's Day. Do you get your staff anything? Do you send them anything?
What we've done this morning is host breakfast / morning tea for women who provide services here in Canberra, so shelters, domestic violence, health issues, here with Alicia Payne and Jody hosting. So a really good opportunity just to say thank you for those people who are providing services for women, particularly disadvantaged women here in the ACT.
That's amazing. But you know, Albo, the old saying that they don't just want a cupcake, they want the cash. They want the pay rise, they want the money. The cupcakes aren't going to better us. They're not going to move us forward in the world.
Well, the good news is that the gender pay gap is at a record low. A record low, down to 12%. We need to get it down to zero, but it's a really good start. And doing things like the special... pay increases we've had in areas like aged care, 15% pay increase on top of everything else. Largely those feminised industries are the ones that have fallen behind. So aged care, childcare, service sector.
Insane that we can celebrate that it's closing, but we got to get better. We're half the population, Albo.
Absolutely.
It should be done already.
I'm with you.
We're the one that can make it happen.
We are making it happen. It's the biggest drop in any single year that we've delivered over the last year since records began. So that's not a bad start that we've done. We know there's more to do, and we're determined to get there.
Good on you, Albo, and also good on you for turning Carrie slightly Italian just for a second when she said, make it happen.
Well, you know, she's doing an interview with someone called Albanese.
PM, it's a pleasure. Thank you for your time.
Terrific, and best of luck, and get out there and buy a beanie, people.
Good on you. Look forward to seeing it on your head. Thanks so much,
Thank
Anthony.
You.
Bye. Bye.
Ciao, Bella.
Thanks, Albo.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, that is where you're at for your Friday afternoon. A big show so far, guys.
Massive show. If you haven't already, make sure you jump online. Carrie's Beanies for Brain Cancer.com is where you need to go because you have your brand spanking new beanie campaign, including caps. For those in the warmer parts of the country, out today.
It may feel peculiar that in some parts of the country they're about to have a heat wave this weekend, but yet they're online buying beanies. But it'll get very cold in the middle of the year and you'll be like, my head's cold. I should have bought a beanie.
Yep.
Every year people complain to me that they didn't get their hands on a beanie. So this is your warning. Jump online now. You have a week to buy your beanies and they'll be delivered in time for winter. Someone who's been a massive supporter of our beanie campaign over the years, the wonderful Celeste Barber, joining us next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because this is so exciting. She's touring nationally with a new show, Backup Dancer, this August and September. You can check out CelesteBarber.com for tickets. And she joins us now. G'day, Celeste.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
I love this so much because I've told these guys for as long as they've known me that growing up I wanted to be Janet Jackson's backup dancer.
Are you being serious?
Absolutely serious. Ask them. For 8 years I've been saying I wanted to be. And
they're, are you, hang on, specifically Janet Jackson?
Specifically Janet Jackson.
That's my dream.
I know. That's why it's so weird. And
how
I think
do you know
they,
that that's my dream?
Because I heard you talking about it and I was like,
okay,
oh my
I've
God.
Talked about it. Okay.
Yes.
There's a lot going on
in
my
not
head.
In your head.
No, I was like, I knew I always liked you, but how do we know so much? Janet Jackson.
Stalker. Yes, and I think they think I'm weird that I never wanted to be Janet Jackson.
No, no, no.
I just wanted to be a backup dancer.
Absolutely.
And if Celeste Barber feels the same, then I feel vindicated.
Is this is it a more common, because I thought Carrie was nuts with this very specific dream.
Right.
But is it, have you ever met anyone else?
No.
Like, is it just the two of you? It's not a movement.
It's a CB movement.
It is a CB movement. I think we are the only two, because when I say it to people, and by all accounts, I say it a lot, that I want to be a Janet Jackson backup dancer. They're like, huh. And I'm like, no, no, you don't understand. Like, I went to her 1998 Velvet Rope tour and I learned every single dance. She had 8 dancers. I know all their names. Tina was the choreographer. They've had a falling out. I don't know what happened. But I got the VHS and I made my mum buy me 2 VHS and I would put them in and I would do the 2-hour concert every afternoon. I made my parents enroll every afternoon. And then I just started taking Ritalin as well. So I got like skinny. Like quick, because I was dancing 2 hours every night, every afternoon, and on Ritalin. Yeah, so I was popular at school all of a sudden. But I made my parents book my poor sister into stupid shit to do after school so I could have the house to myself. So my sister's doing rowing and like chess club because I needed that 2 hours at home on my own too. Perform.
Do you ever think about, like, I think about the number of shows I made my parents watch. Thankfully, my children aren't me. Because that's a lot of time that you made your parents sit there watching you do the same thing over and over. Do you have that patience as a parent?
No, I have no patience at all. I don't even know what my kids really look like because I'm never there. But I never performed for my parents. It was always just for me and Janet. Like, it was I'm really full on about it. Like, I was one of the backup dancers in my head. Her name was Kelly because she had brown hair, so that's me.
Yeah.
And I'd take her out of it and I'd put me in and I'd put a stool in the middle of the lounge room because that was Janet and I would dance around her.
But isn't it, I find it's not weird because it was the same for me that I didn't want to be Janet. I wanted
it's
to be the backup dancer.
It's still
but
weird just because there's two of
the
you.
The success you've had. Did you ever in your head want to be the center, the star, or did you always want to be the support?
Always wanted to be the support. This is something that I'm learning about writing this show, that I have never really wanted to be the center of attention.
Jeez, you screwed that up.
Yeah, it's kind of weird when you're, you know, selling out the Opera House quicker than Fleetwood Mac and you're like, listen, I didn't really want this. This is a byproduct of what I kind of wanted and that was to be a side hustle, but here we are.
But also annoying for all those people out there desperately wanting to be the center and trying every way and you're just going, I just fell into my lap.
Fell into it. I just really worked hard to be like a sidekick, but now look at me, I'm a star.
Did you have if Janet Jackson wasn't going to come off as the backup dancer, did you have anyone else you were even vaguely interested in dancing for?
No, Janet or bust.
Just Janet.
Yeah, Janet or bust. I mean, I would have liked to maybe be in Grease and I could have played Rizzo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, the sidekick, but it's a much better, much more nuanced, amazing role that I would have killed. But no, Janet or bust.
I think I know the answer to this because we've just been talking about it, but were you a weird kid?
Yeah, no friends. Breaking news, I was hard work as a kid.
Yeah, I know.
Can you believe it?
Do you still dance now? Because I've gone back and started doing hip-hop lessons.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because I love it so much. And I don't think I've given up on the dream. Have you given up on the dream?
No, that's why I have written this tour, Backup Dancer.
Oh, my God, are you hoping that maybe it'll happen?
Well, I'm just going to try and dance the heart. Well, you've seen my dates. I'll get you on. Don't you worry. You can be Tina. I'll be Shanette. That's fine. But yeah, no, it's just essentially so I can dance on stage. But I haven't given up.
But what about doing it with Janet? She's still performing.
I know. I'm going to go see her when I'm in America.
You've got to make
I'm
this
really
happen.
Full on, though. Again, shocking when I see her live because I've seen her a lot because I make my husband and people that I'm with put a little bit of a barrier around me so I can do the moves. Like, wait, no, wait.
Clearing out the space.
Like, give me a beat. And I go, ham. Yeah, it's full on.
You've had a lot of A-listers reach out to you over the years. Yeah. Has Janet reached out?
No.
And is this a desperate attempt?
No, this will be it. Once she's said this has got
to
be it.
I had the opportunity to possibly meet her.
Oh, my God.
And I said no.
Why?
Because.
Don't meet your idols.
She's a Jackson. Still.
Why are we whispering?
I just... Which? I think I get everything I need from her already. I think it would be a situation.
Are you fascinated though, a real.
I think I'd be like, no, my God, and she'd be like, oh my God, hi, and then that would be it, and I'll go, well, this is boring. I just don't need it. I get so much.
You'd be disappointed, or, maybe.
Yeah, and I know they say don't meet your idols, but it's like you're saying, it's the backup dancer thing. It's that whole world. Yeah. Beyonce, sure, I'll meet her in a heartbeat.
Yeah, isn't that funny? But we Janet, don't want to be her backup dancer, you know.
No.
You're not a single lady.
I'm not a single lady. No. I also don't think I'm that good.
No, I've seen your moves. I saw your moves, actually. You posted a clip of, honestly,
did you follow
I
me?
Share your love of dancing. You were doing a whole routine. I don't know what the routine was, but I.
That was fun. Yeah, I'm back in it as well.
I feel like you went real vulnerable.
Because I saw like it and I thought, oh, my God, I want to be dancing. That
she
routine.
Took it into a hip hop class and said, yeah. Can you teach me this?
Yeah. I'm jealous. Actually, I need to go back to classes.
You should. It's so fun. I make these guys all come.
Oh, it's a thing. They love it.
Look Eli's amazing.
Do
he
you
gets
go?
Pointed out.
Tommy doesn't
no,
go.
He doesn't go. Eli gets pointed out by the teacher.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Why? Because great?
Amazing.
Oh, excuse me. Give me a beat. Bat.
So if Janet asked you now to be a backup dancer, it sounds like you'd say no.
No, I'd be a backup dancer. I just
but
don't
you
need
just
to.
Meet her.
Yeah, I just don't need like a meet and greet in a weird room with a weird curtain and 48 people around going, oh, this girl loves you. No.
But if she's like, can you come to rehearsal? I'll be like, 5, 6, 7. One of my good friends grew up idolizing Michael. Uh-huh. And then got picked for his This Is It dance tour and was a backup dancer for him and did the entire, you know, the movie, that This Is It did the entire movie and then he died just before they were about to tour it. Michael, not my friend. But he said meeting him was also a strange experience because when you've built
for
somebody,
so many reasons.
Obviously, that we won't talk about, but just the idea of meeting the person that has been your focus.
Yeah.
How's this? He would never do the moonwalk. He said, I'm saving the moonwalk for when we go on tour. And so he'd get to that bit in the show. And so that all these dancers who are obsessed with him never got to see him do the moonwalk.
Oh, that's annoying.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Do the moonwalk.
Exactly. No, got to save it for the big night.
Do the moonwalk.
Yeah.
Do you reckon he had a body double and he swapped out for the moonwalk?
We'll never know.
We'll never know now.
Wouldn't put it past him. Okay, lots more to talk to you about. But for now, since we're talking Janet and we're in the mood, should we get a bit of Janet on?
Great.
Amazing. More with Celeste Barber after this.
Carrie and Tommy.
Janet Jackson, as we do all female artists for International Women's Day today, it is Carrie and Tommy for the drive home and we're still joined by Celeste Barber.
Hey, Celeste, this is exciting. So we get you in August and September.
Yeah.
But are you touring around the world with this? I saw you had America dates already.
Yeah, North America in 6 weeks.
So feeling good about the show.
And I've totally written it and it's totally good to go. There's no stress and there is no crying in hotel rooms. It's amazing.
Does the family come with you or you go on your own?
For a part of it, they will. Because it's not like I'm pink and I'm like, let's get on a private jet and we'll fly here.
That's exactly
and then
what I thought it was for you, remember?
Yeah, I know. It's still not. No. But, you know, she'll play in Paris for 4 days and they all get to go and do Paris things. I don't. I'm like Durham, Phoenix, Detroit, like day after day. And my kids are like, you can have
you.
It.
Yeah. It's not fun.
It was so, and I hope you know that I only mean this with all of the love, but you really dinted my confidence because your show, Well Mania, was great. It was proper great.
Thanks.
And it went great all around the world.
Yeah.
And even that didn't get a second season. Like,
dude.
I was like, this is great. She's awesome. It's been proper. What have you got to do?
Well, I that's a very good question. I have no idea what happened. It was so successful. And then when the actual numbers came out of how successful it was after it wasn't renewed, I was like, this doesn't make sense to me. So it's
got
just
90% on Rotten Tomatoes. I'm sure you know this.
Yeah,
but
I
also
posted it.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Carrie knows that. She saw it on your post.
Yeah.
But yes, I can't imagine. I mean, I've done stuff that hasn't got renewed, but it hasn't been good.
Yeah.
When you do stuff that's good and that well received, was it just like, are you guys kidding me?
It was absolutely like that. And you think it hit your confidence. I was like, I don't know what else to do here. And like, I pushed it. I did everything required and we pushed it out and it was so well received. And especially for women my age who aren't really represented on TV. It is a little bit more, but just showing like the nuances of women who are in their 40s and kind of going through it. And that was the thing that broke my heart the most. People saying, I really kind of saw myself in you. And it was nice to see someone on TV who was just who was big and loud and a bit crazy, and it, for it to be celebrated, and then the fact that it just bang like that, and I have actually never officially been told.
I was going to say, did I ever tell you? But I thought it was fascinating. I was amazed how you actually went online and then went, hey, yo, Netflix, what's the deal?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are so intimidated by these big powerhouses, but you knew what you had, you knew the power of what you had, and you knew it'd been successful. So you were happy to call it out and go, what's going on?
And I really love my audience. I know that probably sounds like a stupid thing to say, because I do have such a big audience. So, of course, they're not all fans or whatever, and a lot of bots. But I really respect their time. And I don't treat them like an algorithm, and, you know, those corporations do. It's just numbers. And I've never, ever looked at my audience like that, because these are especially women who organize babysitters and get tickets to come and see my live show or sit down and watch my show. So I wanted to let them know. And again, because people were just stopping me in the street going, when are we getting another season? Yeah. And I was like,
so is there still a chance it could then happen, or that's it done?
I think it's
done. Could you take it somewhere else, or it doesn't work like that?
We probably could. I don't think we will. Okay.
It sounds exhausting.
It's exhausting. And I really do enough. Like, I do so much from the ground up. I do enough. Yeah. I need to lie down.
Yeah.
And they're big, so they can do it.
Yeah.
So I kind of am like, you know, that's that. But now, you know, I'm doing other stuff. I get to go back on the road. I've got other shows happening. So it's kind of a bit of an end of an era. But I love that it was received so well.
Well, it was excellent. Also, what a great reminder of how honest the stage is. Like, the stage is the best. You get out there, and if you make people laugh, they come back again.
Absolutely.
There's no one going, hey, we heard everyone laughing, but we're not going to let you back next time.
Exactly. It's like, well, the ticket's sold, so people will come back.
Yeah, you can't
deny that. So hopefully the tickets,
they will. Celeste Barber, you're one of the absolute best. Your show is touring Australia. It is called Backup Dancer, and pre-sales have commenced. Just visit Celeste's Instagram or celestebarber.com for tickets.
Carrie and Tommy.
Across Australia for your Friday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. All thanks to Alinta Energy. Alinta Energy is honest about how they're getting a net zero. Find out more at alintaenergy.com.au/truepower.
If you've been a supporter of Carrie's Beanies for Brain Cancer before, now is the time again to jump online and buy a beanie. They've gone on sale already. If you've never bought one before, I would love you for the first time ever to buy one. All of the money raised goes to support our Brain Cancer Centre, where there are amazing researchers trying to find a cure for brain cancer, the most incredibly just devastating, horrific disease that you never, ever want to have or have anyone in your life have. They are gorgeous designs, light blue for the women's. There's light blue caps. There's grey beanies. There's beautiful, colourful kids' beanies. There's a whole collection of them online. There's something for everybody, and whatever part of the country you're in, whatever the weather, you'll find something there for you. So pre-order now, 1 week only. Jump online to carriesbeaniesforbraincancer.com.
It is a great cause, but also they're just awesome beanies, because they look so great. And they feel so warm, which, as you said, is going to be great when they arrive.
For winter. I know it feels like a hot time to buy a beanie.
Don't think
about it. Buy it in your cold office and go, oh.
Also, I'm predicting a cold winter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like the Punxsutawney Tony Phil.
Oh, yeah.
Geez, our reference points were very different, were they? Hey, up next, I've got a little surprise for you. And I think you're going to laugh it.
Great.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home, the Savo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because you love a joke.
Absolutely.
Yes.
The joke meister.
Are you the joke meister? Well, this is what I want. This is actually what I wanted to put to the test. Because I feel like we do you a disservice sometimes when we tell you jokes. Because you
try and solve them, get them out.
What are you What are you talking about, Carrie? This was our listener trying to tell you a joke last week on air.
Why did the ghost win an award?
Why did the ghost win an award?
Who knows?
Because it was spooktacular.
I'm sorry. Carrie tried to do a punchline. And I don't know why when the whole
thing. I was just getting involved.
You were just so proud of
yourself. Are you laughing now at yours or hers?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I don't think I heard hers. Yeah.
Let's not forget that was for that listener to win tickets to an event.
I got the tickets.
Yeah.
No, I just forget you're meant to often just reply with like, oh, I don't know who did it. And
sorry,
sometimes
I'm just trying to work
out the joke. A bit like magic. I can't just let the magic be magic. I need to work out how they did it.
But yeah, that makes you a bad audience member in both cases.
So let's be honest, as the person that's laughed most at your jokes for many, many years, let's not start slinging sledges.
Hey, I'm not. I'm giving the joke master her forum.
Because I can't stop laughing.
I reckon you can.
I can.
Can you?
I absolutely can.
Okay, well, let's see, because it'll be tough for you here, because I'm just going to give you the setups to the jokes, because you like to fill in the punchline.
Oh, no. Oh, the joke master.
Don't, this could pressure.
That was a laugh already.
No, I just mean I can stop laughing at your jokes. Is what I mean. These aren't your jokes. And I feel pressure. I don't want to have to finish the joke.
Carrie, it's what you've been doing anyway.
No, I know, but when there's pressure on me to do it, it won't. Okay. Oh.
Just channel your inner meister.
Yeah. This is not very meistery sounding.
Yeah.
What do you call a can opener that doesn't work?
A can closer.
Okay, moving on to the next one.
What's the answer?
What do you mean?
What do you call it?
Oh, do you want me to solve it?
I know it.
No, I just want to know what the joke actually is.
A can't opener.
Oh, funny.
You got to be careful how you say that one.
Ouch.
How do you make a Kleenex dance?
How do you make a Kleenex dance?
That's what you meant to do.
Everyone in the team is screaming from outside. I know. Pip nose.
Try and lip read. Go channel your meister.
below your boogies.
Put a little boogie in it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Blow your boogies.
I mean, you telling these jokes then to kids. Guys, how do you make a Kleenex dance? Blow your boogies. This laughter will be coming. These kids mustn't get it.
Tough crowd.
If that one doesn't get you, a can closer. This one involves you. So it's a dad joke. So it's just a question, and then you have to give the punchline as the answer. Dad, did you get a haircut?
So I'm... I'm the dad. Mm.
Everyone again is ready to give the answer.
I told you I can't work under pressure.
Don't look around.
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't.
Is that a joke? Dad, did you get a haircut? No, I didn't.
What is the answer?
No, I got all of them cut. Did you get a haircut?
Oh.
No, I got all.
You didn't lean into the a haircut.
That's your fault now.
This one, I reckon you'll be great at this one. Why don't eggs tell jokes?
Something to do with the yolk. Because they've got too
is it
thicker, harder, crack. because they crack jokes, crack yolks instead.
Because they crack yolks instead.
They don't tell jokes, they crack yolks.
Oh, no, I got it.
What is it?
Because they'd crack each other up.
Oh, funny. Also, you gave me a ding. Were you saying that was good?
I just hoped it was over.
Same time next week?
Absolutely. Carrie and Tommy. I'm going to hang down, flip it and reverse it. Same,
but backwards. It's your primitive persuading yet. The all-new, all-electric Toyota BZ4X with a new striking and sleek design. Charge on in the Toyota BZ4X.
Ooh, it is all tied up.
Ooh, that might be a...
All tied up, isn't
that all fired up?
Yeah.
No, not for us. But, we're all tied up.
That's right.
Are you fired up too?
Do I look fired up?
No.
Sometimes
so
it can
we're
be
all
tied up. That's my life.
Tied up.
I think the competitive streak in me has really fizzled out at the moment.
In life?
You've won the last 2 weeks in a row.
Hey?
You've won the last 2 weeks in
a
row.
I know. It's just, for some reason, it hasn't lit me up. Usually, when I have a win at this,
yeah.
I go out and I celebrate. I get myself a nice seafood dinner by myself. Yeah. And I
a seafood platter for one.
I do. And I go, oh, where are the bugs from? Moreton Bay again? Okay. And then I get a little glass of bubbles and I toast to the finer things in life. And do you know what I've done the last 2 weeks?
You've lost your mind.
Do you know what I've done the last 2 weeks?
What happens in that brain?
Do you know what
when you're on your own in your car, do you do all these little sketch things in your brain?
I'm never on my own in my car.
No, because you've got all the different voices.
I started driving Ubers and I just picked people up, except it's not for Uber.
And it's not you, is it, Bruno?
It's not me.
Bruno's back.
It's a version of me. And then I just pull over and ask people if they'd like a lift.
It's free.
Not a lift with a Y.
No, that's another company, Carrie.
Anyway,
this is like fired up and tired up again.
What happened?
If I'd said lift with a Y, it would have been like this. Lift.
Can we just play the game?
Oh, but don't you want to hear the end of his story?
No, I don't care. Okay.
Here's your first song.
Tommy. It's Doechii.
Three.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's the song?
Two.
I know what it is.
One.
Is it what it is? What it is. I love it. What's that? Every what boy? Black. Oh,
is that what it is?
I thought it was Thug Boy.
I don't think
I thought it was Rap Boy. Every rap boy.
Can we just play it again? Hang on. Oh, it's Block Boy, I think.
Block Boy. Can I choose a vowel? Hip-hop. Not that one, you can't.
No, you are not having a lift home today.
All right.
Uber. Oh, sorry.
Song number lift.
Carrie. Nearly hot in here.
Sorry, I'm still stunned.
People got anything to say about this one? It's getting hot.
It's just so jarring.
Is he a block boy?
Is someone...
Sure.
What is a block boy?
From the block.
Yeah.
Oh, from the block,
oh,
like Jenny.
Oh, so Jenny's a block girl.
It's so jarring just hearing someone lean into a microphone and just go, black. Sorry. He's got a head in her hands.
Song number three. I don't even know what the score is. I think it's 1-1.
I've got
2-0.
It's 2-0 to Gary. Song number three.
Gary. Madonna, Popular, and The Weeknd.
That is the win.
Well, I'm going to cancel my reservation for one at Gaston's tonight.
What are you going to have instead?
Probably a burrito. Maybe. I might. Have you ever had a fish
burrito? You pair it with? No, fish taco.
No. Jesse, that's when I win.
Carrie and Tommy. Yeah, all the songs in back to back today are chick songs. Chick flicks and movies. What's chick music?
Just music in my books, but you know, I guess if you want to live in the past.
All fabulous women singing in back to back to back, as they have been our whole show today, which is why I can't put the new Pitbull song in because he is a man.
Damn.
But I wanted to play you a little bit of it because it's made me laugh a lot. So he's got a new song out at the moment called Powerful Women. And the opening line of the song is, "Who runs this world?" Feeling very Beyonce.
Mm.
And then he answers it and says, "It's Mr. Worldwide," which makes me laugh because his song is called Powerful Women. Have a listen.
It's Mr. Worldwide with the one and only Dolly Parton. And this is dedicated to all my powerful women. Working 9 to 5, 2-3 jobs just to survive. All my powerful women. No men at home, raising all the kids alone. I'm a powerful women.
I'm into it as a vibe and I'm into the words, yes, to the powerful women. I just don't know why so early on I needed to say who runs this world, Mr. Worldwide.
Oh, because you've stitched him up, to be fair.
Why?
Because he starts every song by saying Mr. Worldwide. And
well, don't
it doesn't,
for this one time.
But he also doesn't say...
He can
say
choose that. He's not contractually forced to.
Yes. Okay.
He also what?
I just like the idea of him and Dolly Parton, and I think you've taken it a bit serious.
Nah, it's good. their collaboration is good. This is a bit of Dolly here. Yeah. She's the original powerful woman, Dolly. She's an absolute powerhouse.
There were ones before her.
I'm just saying, before Pitbull came along, there was Dolly.
that has been the progression.
Do you remember when Dolly like donated millions of dollars to COVID vaccines?
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Anyway, what I love about this track, which can't play the full track again because we're playing only women music and he's a man, but Dolly raps on it. Have a listen.
Mama worked hard her entire life. She had 12 kids at 35. Ooh. Working 24/7, 365. Working 5 to 9 and 9 to 5. They left your dream just to watch them shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder. You got dreams you'll never take away.
Yep.
Dolly's just the best.
Isn't she the best?
She's the best.
What are you thinking in there that you're not saying?
It's just...
Sorry, I'm watching you just going, she's the best. She's the best. But I feel like there's other words.
No, she's just started to sound like a parody of Dolly Parton.
Oh, right.
Yes, because I was listening to it and I'm like, it does kind of sound like... the hook sounds amazing, but does kind of sound like a cartoon character of an old lady rapping.
It feels like the rap in The Wedding Singer. Remember that the old lady raps in The Wedding Singer? Do you remember that? What's her name? The hip hip hop. Yes. Don't stop the rock. Yeah, that one. Anyway, yes to Dolly and yeah to Pitbull. Yeah?
Whatever you
Mr.
want.
Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah. It's your day.
On the International Women's Day.
Carrie and Tommy.
And if you have just joined us and you haven't heard the massive news yet, well, here it is. Carrie's Beanies for Brain Cancer are back this year. It's been a 3-year hiatus and now the new beanies have just dropped today. Make sure you get your hands on all the money going to a great cause.
They're only on sale for a week.
I was getting to that bit. Carrie's Beanies for BrainCancer.com.
Only on sale for a week.
They're only on sale for 1 week.
And they will be delivered to you in winter in June. So if you're awesome. Thinking, it's still early for a beanie, I'll order mine later. You get can't order them later. You have to get them now.
Get them now.
How's this for interesting?
Talk
so, you know when you're in hospitals and everything beeps, like beep, 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 and you're like, is that person dying or does their IV just need to be changed?
Yes. It's a bit like being in a new car.
Yes. Okay. That's exactly what I wanted to talk about because new research has come out. They're trying to come up with different alarm noises that can become, like the same alarm noises consistent the world over, right, that signify different levels of distress for what's happening. So they're saying that they've done a whole lot of research to find that low-sounding beeps have a different reaction in the body to high-sounding beeps, a sense of urgency, mm-hmm. right? And so the fact that currently machines just beep all the same for – what are
is
you
this
laughing
a long
at?
Run up to a joke and you're going to play a funny
no,
sound
it's
effect?
It's not funny. I was going to tell you that 566 people have died in the US alone between 2005 and 2010. So 5 years,
that's
566
people
died simply because people didn't go to the alarm on the little machine next to them because they thought it wasn't anything like drastic.
Oh, in a hospital.
In a hospital.
But I would have thought.
And the alarm was saying they're dying, but everyone's like, oh, it's just another one of those annoying alarms.
I mean, in a country of 250 million people, I actually think those stats aren't that bad.
If you came in and you were going to visit your relative that had just had like a toe operation, they went, sorry, he's dead. What happened? Oh, his alarm was going, but you know, blah, blah, blah. But they're always coming.
What was it, 500 people over 5 years?
Yes, that's a lot of people.
No, it's not.
To die from something that they didn't need to die from.
But you've heard constantly about the American healthcare system. It's no surprise that people are dying in it.
Well, apparently 15% of all alarms in critical care, only 15% were clinically relevant. So the other 85% of times the alarms are going off, they weren't actually needed to assist the patient in any way. There was just a machine error or something going on with the plug or doesn't
I feel
that
like
blow
getting,
your mind?
No, because I feel like the number's really small. But
so of all the alarms, they only are they useful 15% of the time they're going off in a hospital?
I guess that is different, but I don't know what you want me to – you're saying it at me like I'm do something
no,
about
I'm
it.
No, I'm outraged and I think it's fascinating
are you, by
that
the
they're
American
trying
healthcare
to
system?
That they're trying to change the fact that alarms are going off all the time.
What are they
time.
Trying to change it to?
When was the last time you were in a hospital? I've been in a lot lately and they go off and they're very annoying and if I was a nurse, I'd want the system
changed.
So Bickers
wants them all silenced because mama needs
do.
To sleep.
The nurses do too. They go
imagine
off
how many
night.
People would die under your new guidelines.
Oh, it's the boy who cried wolf, and the same thing happens in my new car.
Hang on, is there a fix for this, or are you just getting angry
about
it?
I told you the fix. They're trying to change the alarm noises. Hospital workers, no, they're not. They're trying to save lives. A group, some group somewhere, is trying to change your life.
No wonder you're angry.
Anyway, it reminded me about
you should head up
teaching
this group.
My son to drive, right?
What?
Because the alarm in the car keeps going off.
Yeah.
But we're like 500 metres away from the nearest tree and it's going, a beep, 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 beep.
It's just because it knows your driving record.
No, it's a boy who cries. Well, it makes you jumpy for no reason. And then we're just going to start ignoring it. And then bang, smash, we'll have an accident. And we'll be like one of the 500 people who've died unnecessarily.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Bye.
Bye.
Another podcast with Carrie and Tommy is all wrapped up thanks to Alinta Energy. Alinta Energy is honest about how we get to net zero. Find out at alintaenergy.com.au. True power.